This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. We're excited to hear from you today.
How are you?
Well, thank you. But you've got some surprises in store. Let's get stuck into it.
I do. Madonna fans, listen up. On your favourite streaming service today is the 20th anniversary of Madonna's Confessions on a Dance Floor. This is the 20 years edition. It's a deluxe edition only on streaming at the moment, featuring three bonus tracks, Super Pop, Fighting Spirit and History, plus five new remixes. That's on streaming right now.
Right. Where I'm going to play it. It's 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
So no word on physical editions yet. But, okay. You know, Madge, I mean, there's probably going to be a vinyl coming or a CD. But for the moment, you can listen to it on streaming.
So brand new tracks.
Yeah, well, these three new tracks popped up back in the day as limited edition bonus tracks. I think one was from Japan, one was from international version. So fans will probably know them, but there's also some remixes on there as well. So a bit of a bonus package for Madonna fans today.
Fantastic, Leo. Next, some big stuff.
New music. Now, Katy Perry this morning dropped the brand new video and single for Band-Aid. This is a brand new song reflecting on her end of a marriage with actor Orlando Bloom. So make sure you check out the excellent video on YouTube. But Katy has since found love again with ex-Canadian Prime Minister Jason Trudeau, who's quite hot. She does well. But this is brand new for Katy Perry. This is Band-Aid. Band-Aid's over a broken
realise that Katy was into ex-prime ministers.
Well, she is, and put on there. But that's a really good track, very radio friendly, isn't it?
Absolutely, it'll be played on Joy, no doubt.
10 years ago, Warren, when I was at Joy, I interviewed this young guy back in March 2016, a singer-songwriter from Queensland, Joel Adams. His debut single was called Please Don't Go. It became a bit of a viral sensation, charting in more than 15 countries, including the US and UK. It's had over 700 million clicks on Spotify.
Wow.
He's got more than 600,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So 10 years ago, things weren't going well behind the scenes. Basically, like many artists, he got screwed over financially, unfortunately. But today he's released the 10th anniversary. This is Joel's version of his debut single, Please Don't Go. And I've got a bit of a snippet from back in the day, me talking to Joel about the track.
You wrote the song 4 years ago.
Yeah,
in
quite
high
a while.
School.
Yeah, in high school.
Right. So what was going through your mind back then? What's the inspiration come from for the song?
So I wrote that song when I was, it was on Monday, and over the weekend, I didn't do much studying at school, so I wasn't very attentive. But basically what happened was we had an assignment that was you had to sing an original song for your prac. And basically what happened was I didn't remember. I came into school, they said, oh, you got to do your assignment, you ready? I'm like, what assignment was that? And they were like, the one where you sing the original song. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I know what that is, yeah. I walked away, I just started writing the song out of panic. And I guess, you know, obviously subject matter, it comes from past experience. You know, I wasn't in a relationship at the time and I was 15, so I had a wild imagination. I think, you know, I could make up stuff, and I kind of made up that all on the spot, kind of went out, winged the performance, And yeah, it's kind of how it came about.
Oh, Leo, so good. It's so good to hear one of your original Joy interviews.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Do you remember that back in the day?
I remember it really well. I love it.
Yeah. It's a really good track. So pleased that Joel is back doing music again. So make sure you stream that on your favourite streaming service. Oasis are in the country. They're doing 3 shows in Sydney over this weekend. And Shepherd have done a cover of one of their classic tracks, Champagne Supernova. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. A champagne.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cover from Shepherd of Oasis' song Champagne Supernova. Now, this next track, Warren, I want you to play this next one and we'll talk about it after we've heard it, okay?
Leo, 10 out of 10 for that one. Love it.
That is by Dimitri. It's called Gravity. Now, Jason Sutcliffe wrote this track. He is a world champion roller skater. His book, Roller Boy, was also turned into a film documentary. He's written a children's book, and he's also a screenwriter. Now, Jason wrote this track because he wanted to explore his songwriting and getting his feelings out there. He's not a singer, so he created Dimitri as his alter ego AI.
So that's an AI.
Track is an AI track.
Wow. It
was written by Jason.
So it's sort of a hybrid.
Yeah, so it's basically telling people that if you are a really good songwriter and you're not a singer, you can't get a break with your songwriting. AI can open many doors as far as that goes. And the visuals and the video is fantastic. Check it out on YouTube. It's a bit of a space age type of video. But yeah, written by Jason, but the actual voice and the production, the video is all AI.
Fantastic. So it's a human track.
Going. Yeah. Well, it's a human track as far as the song and the look. Okay. So this is where AI can do, you know, not replacing, I guess, singers already out there.
Or stealing.
Or stealing. But if you're a young songwriter and you want to get your music out there, this could be a way to do it. So brand new for Dimitri. It's called Gravity on your favourite streaming service right now.
Got another big one.
This next one here, Jonas Brothers are doing a Christmas movie, and this is dropping on Disney Plus next Friday, along with the soundtrack album. This is the first taster we're getting from that movie. It's called Coming Home for Christmas.
Talking earlier this week, you know that K-pop song Golden from
yes.
That is a bit of an earworm. This mm-hmm. has got sort of bits of that in it. I reckon this could be an earworm.
Yeah, and it's another new Christmas song to add to our playlist this year.
So I can add it to George Michael.
Correct, exactly. Now, our Kylie is gunning for Mariah's Christmas crown. Christmas is a new Christmas song. It's called Xmas. It's a new Christmas song, but you can only stream it on Amazon Music. So if you have Apple Music or Spotify, you can't hear the song. It's only on Amazon Music, but you can join up as a 30-day free trial. I didn't say that. Anyway, Kylie is releasing a Kylie Christmas Fully Wrapped, a deluxe edition of her Christmas album early December, featuring four new tracks, though the song Xmas is only available on Amazon. Okay, so the standard version doesn't have Xmas. You only get that version on Amazon. It's a bit confusing. If you go to Kylie's website, there's bundles, variants available, vinyls, CD, cassette, Christmas merch. Head on to Kylie.com to pre-order your Christmas goodies. But this is your first listen to Xmas.
Very catchy. Couple of catchy tunes today.
Very catchy. So, brand new to Kylie. I expect that it'll be on Joy's Daytime playlist over the coming Christmas weeks. Over on my YouTube channel. Now, this week I found this old interview. Remember Divine?
Oh, yes. You think you're a man.
Yeah. So, he sadly passed away in 1988, just a few short weeks after the release of Hairspray that he was appearing in. And his last interview that he did before he passed that night was with Australia, and it was with Ray Martin.
Oh.
I found this video, I found this interview on an old videotape. That's on my YouTube channel this week. And it's a really, really good interview. He's so sharp, Divine. He's so clever. So love that interview with him. Check it out on my channel. There's also a backstage interview with Tina Arena at the Arias. I shot that footage myself on my phone. There's also throwback interviews with Madonna, Ricky Martin, and Girls Aloud, all on my YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU.
There is lots to see there. Now, I'm excited because, Leo, you also give us a throwback before you sign off for the week. What do you got today?
Well, on my podcast this week, I'm celebrating the 30th anniversary of Madonna's 1995 compilation, Something to Remember. Now, this is showcasing Madonna's beautiful ballads. Now, over her career, her ballads have done very well on the charts, like more so than her dance track, right? But this was the lead single from that compilation. It was co-written and produced by David Foster, who is a famous producer, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Barbara Streisand. This track reached the top 10 in the US, UK, Australia, and all over Europe. And it's a gorgeous video too.
What is it?
Favorites. You'll see.
Oh, Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Thank you. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Ron. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.